Hello, you wonderful woman. Welcome to the Love is Coming podcast. I'm your host, Persia Lawson, one of the UK's most successful love coaches, according to the Times magazine, and author of the book, Love is Coming. It's my mission through this podcast to help single women, specifically female leaders, get powerful, soul-expanding relationships that revolutionize your growth, impact, and happiness during your time on planet Earth. Let's get straight to it. Hey everyone, welcome to the fourth Love is Coming live group coaching session. And we're calling this one How to Rewire Your Subconscious to Attract a Healthy, Exciting, Meaningful Relationship. This is going to be a practical session once again. So whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording at some point in the coming months on the Love is Coming podcast, please make sure you've got a notebook and pen. For anyone who doesn't know me, I am Persia Lawson. I'm a dating and relationship coach, three-time author, and I specialize in getting career-focused women healthy, exciting, meaningful relationships that are a force for good, not drama. Now, I only realized this earlier, but it's the time of recording this. It's actually the 16th of August, 2023, and it is a new moon in Leo today. So if any of you have been feeling all of the emotions like I have, then this is likely why. And I've actually, this might be too much information, but I don't care. I'm going there. I actually synced with the moon today and came on my monthlies, as they used to say in Victorian times, my moon, or period in layman's terms. So, okay, I am going to be really straight with you. I'm not an astrologer. However, I have a lot of very close friends and colleagues who are real experts in this field. So when I spoke to them, I discovered that the new moon in Leo this August, what it is about, it's asking you to be honest about what you desire in life. So this is not a time to play small or hide your ambitions. It's really a time to commit to the vision of your life that corresponds with your highest potential. And we're going to be doing this very specifically in this session today, around your love life, okay? So we're going to be working on getting your subconscious to work for you rather than against you. Because sadly, as we're going to dig in today, I don't know if it's sadly, but just the reality. Susan, just to let you know, I think someone's in the waiting room. So if we are not actively working on our subconscious, a lot of the time it's working against us, not because it's trying to ruin our lives, even though it can feel like that, but because it thinks that that is what we want. And so it's just following orders. And again, we're going to dig into this shortly. So here is what you are going to learn today. I'm going to be sharing a brief introduction to the topic of the session, and then we're going to do a short meditation. Then I'm going to share how to rewire your subconscious to attract a healthy, meaningful relationship. And then I'm going to answer a few questions that have been sent in by listeners before tonight's session. And then we're going to give our live guests an opportunity to ask a question and get some hot seat coaching around anything that they're struggling with in romance. So for anyone who wants to go deeper with this work, I am also going to mention a powerful way that we could work together that has been getting really great results. It's short term. It involves a bit of one-to-one. It's our lowest cost, lowest investment, and it is really, really potent. And so I will let you know how to book a free chat with me to explore whether this is a right fit for you. Is that cool with you guys? Fantastic. Let's get started. And please feel free, our lovely live audience, is that what we call you? Feel free to use the chat as well in the Zoom. Okay, so let's just give a little breakdown and a bit of context to this topic at hand, how to rewire your subconscious to attract a healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship. So you may or may not know this little bit of science info. Our subconscious influences 90 to 95% of our behavior, which is really quite scary. statistic. And a lot of the time with self-help, not all the time, but a lot of the time we are working on at a conscious level, and there's a lot that we can do at a conscious level, and that's fantastic. But if you've ever experienced, like most of us probably have, you get all excited to start something new and work on yourself and grow, and that motivation lasts for a relatively short period of time. Before you know it, you're back to just your kind of set point. There's a reason for that. So our subconscious is, you know, our thoughts, our emotions, our past experiences, these significantly influence our romantic relationships and choices. And often we are completely unaware of it. So if you are just working at a conscious level, where that might be improving skill sets, that might be, you know, learning things to say, if we're talking about dating, you know, one of the things I do in my program, Love for Leaders, in the it's three phases, heal, attract, commit, and in the middle phase, you know, we give you scripts of word for word things to say in dating situations and all of that thing they're really helpful. But I will be straight with you, if you haven't done the subconscious work that we do in the first phase, heal, then those things are not going to work for you. So, you know, as much as we love a quick fix, they can only serve us to the point that we have done that deeper work. And that deeper work is what most of us don't want to do, because a lot of that is where trauma is lurking. It's where our deepest fear that we might not even be conscious of like why we are so afraid. So it's not easy. And the thing is, if you want something consciously, say, you know, I'm really clear that I desire an amazing relationship, but it's actually your subconscious that is going to determine whether or not you will allow it to become your reality. Because if it is something new, it's going to feel threatening to your subconscious, even if it's a good thing. It's unfamiliar. So you will subconsciously sabotage this thing that you consciously desire. Okay, so that's the first thing to really get your head around. Just because you really think you want something, the larger part of you is going to be really scared of having that thing if it is new and unfamiliar, even if you consciously believe it's going to be a really good experience for you. We are animals, okay? So you've just got to remember that we are animals, and so we are always seeking safety. And there's safety in the familiarity, even if the familiar is crap. Okay, so rewiring your subconscious works in your favor. Rewiring your subconscious so that it works in your favor rather than sabotaging you is the absolute key to success across the board in all areas of your life, okay? So let's just do a super quick recap. Healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship. The reason I have called it this, the title of this session, How to Rewire Your Subconscious to Attract a Healthy, Exciting, Meaningful Relationship. This is not just me pulling, you know, nice words out of my arse, although I do that often. This is because we've surveyed thousands of single career focused women, and the main issues that they focused that they faced in love, in their words, were, you know, I've changed the words here. But ultimately they were saying the same thing. So undervalued. So they felt undervalued. So often ghosted, feeling disappointed, in love, feeling left behind, struggling to be their true self on dates. And that really stood in stark contrast to how confident and accomplished they felt in their career. They also struggled with what I've termed umbrella unattracted. So what I mean by that is women would talk about, you know, feeling no chemistry on dates, or attracting really low quality or even no dates, or getting to the, you know, date three and not being able to get past that, or the 3 month mark. That's another thing. And I want you, by the way, even if you've heard me say these things before, which of these things are resonating for where you're at in your love life right now? Okay. And then the third one was feeling uninspired. So no real connection on the dates, not seeing a future with them, or just feeling like they're dating life had become one big numbers game. It's just really quite depressing. And the consequence, what these experiences, these feelings led them to fear, that deep fear is that, well, I'm just going to be single forever. And because of that fear, they went on to make increasingly bad decisions in romance, because it was coming from lack. It was coming from, you know, fear, panic. And I absolutely relate to all of this. We settle for crumbs because we think that's the best it's going to get. Does that resonate with you? Okay. So the solution that I developed, I was my own guinea pig first, took many one-to-one clients for it before I then created programs. And now there's hundreds and hundreds of women who've been through this process. And that was the journey that I've mentioned earlier. three phases: heal, attract, commit. This is what we do in Love for Leaders. Most people just want to get straight to attract. Tell me how to get them, how to get them. But this work that we're going to be doing in today's session, what we're going to be talking about is that heal part. Because if you haven't healed the stuff, and by the way, it's not like, oh, you heal once and that's it. It's an ongoing thing, but there's a significant body of work that you need to do while you are single primarily. Or if you're not single, if you're in a relationship, you've got to start where you are. My parents did that healing work and managed to stay together. By the way, I just want to say it's possible to do that. It's a hell of a lot harder. It is possible, but it's harder. Okay. So wherever you are right now listening to this, whatever your romantic experience, whatever your circumstances, I want you to trust you are exactly where you are meant to be to learn the lesson that you need to learn to get the results in your love life that you desire to get. And I'm saying this as someone who comes from being an absolute nightmare in my love life in the past. And some of you will know my story. So the payoff that I got when I really committed to this work, and that I've seen so many of my clients experience as well, and that if you've seen, we've got tons and tons and tons of testimonials, like absolutely incredible women who are even in more dire straits than myself and have completely turned it around and now happily married, have kids, all of that, because they committed to doing this difficult work. So they then were able to get healthy, which means, you know, a relationship where they feel respected and valued, exciting. So, you know, chemistry, fun, playful, adventure, meaningful, meaning that they feel inspired. They see a future. Their relationship has a positive impact on others. That's the relationship they have today. And it's not just like they went from being single to having a relationship like that. First, your life in general needs to feel healthy, exciting, and meaningful. Then when you when you're in a position to start dating again, your dating interactions feel a lot more healthy, exciting, and meaningful. That you're not just playing the show. Like, if you don't want to have a transactional, superficial love life, can I just say this? And this is going to, I'm going to be hard hitting today. I'm feeling a bit feisty. It's the Leo energy. It's up to you. It is not online dating that's the problem. It is not the current climate of dating that's the problem. If you've read Jane Austen, you know that they all had issues as well. Okay, so the issues might seem different on the surface, but they're all the same underneath. He doesn't like me. I don't feel good enough. I feel rejected. He chose her. It's the same fucking thing as back in Shakespeare's time as well. Okay, so stop blaming the world out there. Focus on the insides, the outsides take care of themselves. I'm going to be full of random quotes today as well. That's actually not a random one. That's the message of my first book, The Inner Fix, with my friend Joey. And the other thing that I want to say on that note, and this is one of my go-tos as well. By the way, again, I really hope you're writing all these down. I'm going to drop some absolute nuggets here, okay? And this is not even my nuggets. This one is from A Course in Miracles. This is how I want you to now take radical responsibility for your love life. Write this down. Only what I am not giving in any situation can be lacking. Only what I am not giving and in any situation can be lacking. That does not mean that you're not going to encounter dickheads, people who ghost you, being rejected, whatever, all the shit that comes, you know, with dating and life, feeling left behind, whatever it is. You're going to experience those things. How you choose to respond and show up for yourself, for your life, and for the people you love, that is up to you. And when you shift your energy, you shift your mindset, you commit to doing this work and going on this journey, everything changes. And let me just say, I really am feeling feisty. I can tell very quickly when I speak to women who are interested in working with me, I can tell very quickly who's actually gonna, number one, do the work, number two, finish the work and the journey and like commit to completing what they started. And number three, therefore actually get the results they want. There's an energy and a commitment and it's responsibility. And it's got nothing to do with their circumstances. Honestly, some of the clients I've had who have had the most dire circumstances are now the happiest in the best relationships. And some of the people who, you know, it really comparatively hasn't been that bad. Don't. I'm going off on tangents today. I really feel called. I actually got interviewed in a podcast recently and this has just made me think of it. So I'm going to give you a little metaphor or an analogy. So oysters, you know, oysters in the sea. I'm in Cornwall right now recording this, so it feels very topical. So with oysters, the way that a pearl is made in an oyster is that a little bit of grit gets into the oyster shell. And the oyster then releases a substance called nacre. And what that does is it takes the little bit of grit and it somehow goes in this process and that becomes a pearl. Now, this is the interesting thing. All oysters have the ability to release nacre and therefore make that grit into a pearl. Not all of them do it. God knows why. Not all of them do it, which means that with some oysters, the grit will get in, it will attack the oyster essentially in some way, or I don't know, toxify it. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, not a biochemist or whatever it is. And the oyster will die. And that really makes me think of, and it's not just in terms of our dating life, but it is not about our circumstances. It is about something within us that chooses to rise above whatever hand we were dealt. You know, if you've read books by Corrie Ten Boom or any of the survivors of, you know, Auschwitz and the Second World War, been through the most horrific atrocities, and the way that some of those people have turned their life around, and the gratitude and the just like almost superhuman. Corrie Ten Boom actually forgave the Nazis officers who killed her family. I mean, I can't even get my head around it. I was not expecting to be talking about the Nazis today, but here we are. So the point I'm trying to drill in, radical responsibility, because we're talking about the subconscious today, and going into the subconscious is like, it's not easy. It's terrifying. It's really terrifying to delve into the depths of your psyche when you're like, you just don't know what is lurking there. And I can say that if any of you have ever done plant medicine ceremonies, I've done psilocybin, I've done ayahuasca, one of the most terrifying but incredible experiences of my life. That is where you truly are delving into your subconscious, into your psyche. And I commend anyone, whether you do it through plant medicine or whatever work where you're, you know, really going in there, I have so much respect for you because it's not easy, but it's so worth it. Okay, I think I've made my point there. So this is the very first step that we do in Love for Leaders in terms of we look at what's going on in your subconscious to rewire it around your dating life specifically. So what I want us to do, we're going to very, very gently, I want to give you a little bit of an experience of this through a meditation. It's going to be very short. It's not going to be terrifying. Some of you may be experienced and have done work around your subconscious. Some of you maybe not. So this is going to be a very gentle introduction. Okay, so what I want you to do, and by the way, if you are listening to this whilst driving, I have to say this disclaimer, with your listening in the future, whenever the podcast episode comes out, please don't close your eyes. Be a grown up, use your discernment, okay? But if you are able to, close your eyes, sit up nice and straight in your seat, neck elongated, chin perpendicular to the ground, place your right hand on your heart chakra, your left hand on your solar plexus over your belly button, closing those eyes, just focusing your attention on your third eye chakra in the middle of your forehead, taking a deep breath in through the nose for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, feeling that lower abdomen expand as you do so, holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, releasing through the nose for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you're releasing, you're going to feel that lower abdomen contract, and holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we're just going to do that a few more times, breathing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, holding 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, releasing through the nose 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now I just want you to allow your breathing to regulate. And I want you to just start to bring to mind the picture that you imagine or desire for yourself when it comes to having a healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship or love life. Maybe you're in a place where you want to just be dating, but you want it to feel really good. Just picture that. And just note, where do you immediately go when you picture that? Where do you go? What does the picture look like? Feel it in depth. Textures, smells, colors, whatever it is. Really feel the sense of safety and joy and playfulness. Allow yourself to experience it as though you were there right now. We're moving through this quite fast compared to how we do this in my normal coaching sessions. But I just want you now to ask yourself, what part of you could be threatened by this becoming your reality? So if there was a part of you that under no circumstances wanted this to happen because it didn't feel right, it felt scary or whatever it was, what's that about? What's coming up? Now, when you're doing this, you might have a sudden memory that you've not thought about for a long time. So for some of you, there might be some trauma involved. For some of you, it might just be really hard to imagine yourself in that picture. You can see the picture because you've seen it in others or you've seen it in movies or whatever, but you can't actually imagine what it would feel like. It feels too unfamiliar. And that might be where you're at. It may just be a word that's coming up that seems really random. For some of you, you might really have a feeling of connection to your inner child. And just, it might even just be a noise that's just, just frightened. And you don't need to know the answer. You don't need to have full clarity around this today. You just need to be open. This is just open inquiry around what part of you is resisting that thing. Because I promise you, there will be a part of you that is resisting it. You might have been told something when you were young. You might have seen, love is awful, love is hard. You might have seen your parents go through a bitter divorce. There's so many different reasons why you might be afraid of that picture becoming your reality. So now what I want you to do is keeping your hand on your heart and the other hand on your solar plexus, breathing in deeply through the nose, feeling that lower abdomen expand and releasing through the nose. And I want you to just repeat these words after me, if possible, out loud, if not in your brain, in your mind. I promise you are safe. Whatever happens, I am here and I've got you. Do that one more time. I promise you are safe. Whatever happens, I am here and I've got you. Breathing in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathing out the nose for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and holding 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And when you're ready, just gently opening your eyes, coming back to the space. Does anyone want to quickly either share in the chat or unmute themselves? You have to be comfortable going out on a podcast recording. It will be anonymous. We don't need to say your name. But if you want to say what came up for you, then I'll give 10 seconds. If no, okay, go for it. I don't want to say your name. The lovely blonde woman you just put her. There we go.
I had to unmute myself. Hi. That was really interesting for me. I felt an immediate kind of connection. When you said what part of you is kind of coming up, I felt like it was the child part of me that was saying you can only depend on yourself to be safe. So you can't basically trust a relationship and you can't be safe if you open yourself up to that. And I felt like this kind of, I wasn't even aware of this, but I felt this kind of inner belief that it's better to be on your own and be lone, even if you're lonely, and just only have to rely on yourself, then let yourself kind of open up and be soft and vulnerable in a relationship. So that was really, really interesting for me to kind of connect with that.
Yeah, that is such useful information for me to know, because until that is really healed to a significant degree, that part of you is going to seek out people who are emotionally unavailable.
That's happening. Because
then you know that story. You know, oh, God always ghosted. And it feels crap, but at least you know the ending. And this is why, honestly, I cannot tell you the number of clients I tell everyone when they join Love Leaders. I say, I promise you, you're going to find the hardest part of this is the commit part at the end, when you get the thing you say you want. And they're like, no, 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 it won't be. I'm like, trust me, it always is. When you get what you want, you have new level, new devil. You have a load of new problems. And it's scary because it's new territory. It's new territory when you attract someone who is available. When you've done enough work on yourself that you're an energetic match for someone who's available, you know, no one's 100% healthy, but healthy enough, you know, healthy enough to have a healthy, soulful, lasting relationship with. That's almost, I want to say, where the real work begins, because it's all real work. Those three phases, heal, attract, commit, they all are so important, and they all have such different flavors and things going on. But ultimately, what we're most scared of is the thing, the thing we're most scared of subconsciously is the thing that we want most consciously. And so it makes complete sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I want it so much, but I can feel that I'm not allowing myself to kind of open up to it in a kind of real way. So I'm kind of spending too long dating men who actually, I've realized, it's happened now 3 times. They're not even really looking for anything. They're just kind of stringing along and going like, yeah, go on another date, you know, and it. And when I actually really look at it, I can see that they're actually not serious about me, or maybe even dating anyone. Mm-hmm. They're just sort of going along, you know, they're not actually available for what I want. So it's interesting.
Mm. And that's your safety zone. So that's a really important thing. All of the manifesting hacks in the world will not ever override your subconscious. I learned that the hard and long way. The only way that you can really attract something is to heal to the degree that subconscious and inner deep, deep fear. So that you are, this is what we talk about when it's being in alignment, is that what you consciously desire and what you desire on the inside and how you consciously show up, therefore, is all congruent. You cannot be showing up in one way, because you create this. It's like a dog with two dogs with a bone. You know, you're going in different directions, and so therefore that's why you're attracting people who are flaky, who are hot and cold, who can't make their mind up, because they are reflecting to you not what you consciously say you want, what's actually going on within you.
Yeah, because I'm not really open and available to them either, you know, or to a man either. So I'm attracting the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was so on point with this episode. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
I had someone else saying, scared of being alone forever, fear and anxiety around this. Yep. The statement to myself made me cry. Sorry, I just sent a direct message. Yes.
So that's it. The fear and anxiety. We're afraid of being alone forever. But just like this lovely lady just said to us, it's like, actually, that's exactly what the vast majority of us wants, because it feels safe. And it's like, well, you're already doing it. So your subconscious knows that this is a safe space. Even if you don't like it, you are doing it. Okay, I could talk about this forever, but let's move on and let's make this a bit more tangible. So I'm going to give you 8 ways to rewire your subconscious to attract a healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship. So again, pens at the ready. Now, we've got very limited time, even more limited because I just took a bit of time there, but that felt really important and very, very significant. And even if you didn't hear anything else, please take away what I just shared. But listen to this bit too, because it's going to be helpful. So I'm going to share an overview of the work we do inside Love for Leaders around this, okay? Some of the stuff I share, you will know, you maybe do, but are you doing it consistently? And this is where I want you to be really honest for yourself. So if I were you, I would write down the headings of each and I would score yourself out of 10 for each of, you know, how much you are actually doing these things on a consistent basis. And just be honest with yourself. There's no point trying to kid yourself, okay? So I also want you to remember, changing subconscious patterns is not going to happen overnight. It is a gradual process. It's not going to happen in a podcast episode. There are no quick fixes. There just aren't. It's important to approach all of this with so much self-compassion and just willingness to learn and grow and to accept where you are and just keep showing up. And when the going gets hard with this stuff and when you feel, oh, I can't be asked, you know, all of that, I want you to remember your why. Why do you want that healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship? Yes, you may be afraid of it, but what is the thing that you're excited for? Okay. So again, I went from being completely addicted to cheating, attracting emotionally unavailable guys who were all over the place. It just got increasingly chaotic. Today, I'm happily married to my partner of 8 years. It ain't perfect, but it's pretty bloody great. And when it's hard, we have got the tools to work through the stuff and the challenges. And let me tell you what it has given me. It makes me so emotional. The companionship, the support, having a cheerleader. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know the adventures we have. Ridiculous. And I know not every relationship, not everyone wants the adventures we have. But my God, is life exciting. And yes, my life was exciting and adventurous. And before Joe came into my life, I had amazing friends and family. And that is also a really big key to it. You know, I really worked hard to create the life. Like, the journey has to feel the way you want the destination to feel, right? So it's not, oh, my life will start and feel adventurous and healthy and exciting and meaningful when I get the partner. No, it's the other way around. I'll get the partner when me and my life feels healthy, exciting, and meaningful. Okay. Sorry if you can hear that. That's the dogs going crazy. Okay. So I want you to remember your why. And if you're not clear on it, write it down. What is your why? What are the things that you do want it for? Not, well, social media tells me I should, or the whatever it is, like the deeper reason as to why you want these things. Okay. So just going to give you 10 seconds, very quick, to do that before we dive in. Okay. First up, visualization. Okay, so we did a little bit of that, really simple. We already did that in the little mini meditation. So this is envisioning your ideal relationship scenario at a like real detail, emotions, interactions, experiences that you want to have. So you're training your subconscious to focus on those positive outcomes. Now, there is so many different ways that we do visualization. We've got 8 things that we've got to get through, so we're already quite deep into this episode. So we're not going to be able to go into any of these in depth. So I just want you to get down the crucial thing. Visualization, you've already had a flavor of it today. The second thing, limit negative input. Now, there's a lot of different varieties of negative input in today's world. So that might be toxic friendships, relationships, social media or media in general that promotes unhealthy relationship dynamics, which, by the way, is pretty much every reality TV show, not every single one, but most of them. And just the media in general, negative self-talk, just unhealthy habits, anything that is not serving you. Okay. any people, places, or things that are not serving you to feel good in whatever way, not just with regards to your romantic life, okay? So you want to be surrounding yourself with the people, places, things, experiences, all of those things that are positive, that are supported, that build you up, that help you. Again, the way you're going to get value from this, guys, is score yourself out of 10 for each of these. 10 being you're amazing at this and do it consistently. 1 being you're shit at this and whatever. I need a little bit of work. When you've got this data, then you're going to know what you need to work on. Number 3, it's like spirituality 101, practice gratitude. And we all know this. How often do we really do it? Like, this is not just, I'm going to write 3 things down in the morning that I'm grateful for. This is a moment to moment thing, cultivating an attitude of gratitude for the things that are working, including things in your own qualities, the opportunities, the things that you take for granted, moving from a state of lack to abundance. This has a huge impact on your subconscious mind because you are training it to say yes to these things. When we whinge, when we complain, things I'm very, very good at doing, what we're saying to our brain is essentially, yes, more of this, because it's giving instructions to our brain. We have to remember that. And don't, you know, we don't need to fear and fret over, oh my God, like had a bad thought today. Like, you know, this, look, we're human. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to ever be a 10 out of 10. But it's remembering. It is the remembering and coming back and using the tools to shift yourself back out of that negativity. And there's so many different tools that you can do to help you do that and get back into that state. Okay, number 4, self-care, personal growth. So again, pretty much what it says in the tin, doing activities that nurture your well-being, investing your time, energy, and sometimes it is going to be finances into personal growth. You don't think anything of investing finances to going on holiday, going to the pub or restaurant with friends, buying new clothes. And yet we, oh, when it comes to investing in our well-being, whatever that might look like, it's like can be this huge deal for us because again, we've been trained by our society just to reach for the quick fixes constantly. But when you're feeling confident and fulfilled, you know, we radiate in a different way. We radiate, we vibrate at a different energy, different frequency. And that is going to attract people and opportunities that are a match, okay, for that energetic frequency. Another thing that's going to help with that is meditation. So this is going to help you with that negative self-talk. It's going to help you regulate your emotions. It's going to help you identify and challenge any negative or limiting beliefs and patterns that you might have. And it can be really challenging just to sit with yourself. So even if you're doing it for 2 minutes a day, it's better than no minutes a day. Moving on swiftly, okay, self-awareness and reflection. So this is really, really, really important. So you've got to start by understanding your past relationship patterns, your beliefs, any negative experiences that might be influencing your subconscious, okay? So this is, you know, we have a really, really, really nitty gritty and in-depth process in the very first module that we do in Heal of Love for Leaders. I don't have time to go into it now. But you have got to understand your patterns. And you know, it's one thing to go, oh yeah, I kind of have gone for guys like this in the past. And, you know, being vague about it does not cut it. Getting pen down and paper and really going into it and investing time into doing that. I promise you, whatever you think you know, there is so much more. There is so much more when you actually really take the time with this work. The next thing, obviously, I'm going to be a big supporter of is therapy and or coaching. I wouldn't be a coach if I didn't think it worked. I wouldn't waste my time doing it. I'm where I am today. To be honest, more from coaching than therapy. Therapy is amazing. It has a time and a place. There's a lot of different times in therapy. I'm actually trained in cognitive behavioral therapy myself. That's one of the main things that I use in my coaching work. But what this is going to do is it's getting someone else who is experienced and has seen many a pattern. So when we're going through something shit, we think it's only us and we think no one understands. But actually, when you realize there are patterns and so many people have gone through this before and so many people have overcome this and then changed their, you know, beliefs, thoughts, behaviors, and gone on to get what they desire. So it's a bit like a science experiment. It takes it out of the woo-woo and it makes it practical. It's evidence. If this has worked for so many others, why wouldn't this work for you? So it helps you really address those underlying issues that you might not see because you have blind spots, so someone else can reflect them back. And that's also going to give you strategies that are going to, you know, support you in getting what it is you desire. The thing that has been a real game changer for me that I don't think is talked about often enough, and that is being in an immersive environment and having accountability. I talk about this all the time, but this is why, to be honest, I think one work is great. I really do. And I also, it's not a but, it's an and, I also think group experiences, whether that's group therapy, group coaching, group whatever it is, a retreat where you are in commune with other people who are on a similar journey to yourself. A rising tide lifts all boats. So not only do you get the support and the camaraderie that comes with that, but you also learn. When you watch other people being coached, you learn so much because it's like, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, they're doing that as well. And you can kind of sometimes see how someone else is blocked. You can't always see it yourself, but you can see it with someone else. And then that makes you have realizations about yourself. And with accountability, it's like, look, when you try and do, I tried to do a lot of deep work on my own. I think that, and I just want to be clear, there's a lot you can do on your own and get you to a certain point. But again, because we have blind spots, it can only take you so far. And also, if you don't have accountability, it's so easy to just give up or just to stop showing up. Because you're not, when the going gets tough, because no one's there like holding you to the fire. And I always talk about when I wanted to get super fit and healthy for my wedding last year. And I worked for 1 year with my friend who is a trainer and I paid her. I was like, no, I don't want this for free. I want to take this seriously and show up. And that's how I got in the best shape of my life. Now I still work out. I do a lot of the good things, but I'm not in the same shape because I'm not working with her anymore. So I think I'll probably sign up again soon. But I just noticed like having that support, having that accountability, having that reflection. And also there was other elements of it where there was other women that I was in contact with who were on the same journey. It was a real game changer for me. And it also just makes like, to be honest, let's be honest, it's fucking hard, some of this. Like it's fucking hard. It's hard going. And just for me, humor really helps. And like trying to tell jokes to yourself isn't that funny. When you've got someone else and you can just, you know, when they're down, you're up and you can support them and the other vice versa, just makes it more of an enjoyable experience. And community is a huge thing. You know, this is goes back to the dawn of time. Human beings have been living in community with one another up until recent times where we really don't. Like we just kind of live in these little boxes by ourselves or these small little families and actually being in a bigger, wider community with a range of different people and characters is like, it feels like this is how it's meant to be because that's how it always was back in day. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to move to answering some of the great questions that have come in. And I'm going to give you guys an opportunity who are on here live to ask me any questions too. Before I do that, I just want to say for anyone who is interested in doing the in-depth work to rewire your subconscious, who are interested in having my support, we have got an amazing offer that has been getting great results for the women who've done it. And that is the Power Hour package. So this includes the first crucial module of Love for Leaders that I mentioned earlier. So this is all around rewiring your subconscious. So that you can really see how you've been sabotaging your love life without knowing and what you need to do, like step by step to get the relationship that you desire. So until you really get this, nothing else you do to improve your love life will work for very long. Okay, trust me, take it from someone who spent a long time going around in circles. So what you get with that is you get a brilliant video training. It's the first module of the program. And then you go away and do all of that. You get lots of bits of that for 2 weeks. And then we meet one-to-one over Zoom. And we have a really in-depth 60-minute session. And it's a really good way to dip your toe into this work. Or if you do nothing else, like once you have this piece, it is a game changer. Because when you know it, you can't unknow it. So just a heads up, this is the only way you can access a solo one-to-one session with me now. I wanted to actually give you like, it's like a mini program in itself. I didn't want to just give you like, just time with me. I wanted time with me plus like strategies and in-depth processes that are going to serve you. Just to be really clear, we've only got a few spots left. for these fill up quite fast. I have a potential very exciting TV opportunity happening soon. And if it goes forward, then this means that I may not be able to do many more of these, really, to be honest. Maybe I really don't know, but my schedule is getting really quite hectic. So if you are interested, you can't actually buy the Power Hour directly off me right now. And I want to just say, if you're listening to this on the podcast, just click the link in the show notes and you will be given the information around this. If you are interested, you can't buy it right now. What you have to do is you have to book a free 20-minute consultancy call with me. I've only got a few of these over the next few days because I'm going away. So there's only a few more of these left for this summer. So what we're going to do in this free session is I'm going to see where you're at in your love life, and we're going to explore whether the Power Hour package is the right fit for you. So we have a few options that might be better suited, or you just may feel that me and my approach are not right, or I may feel like this isn't right for you. We will chat through that on the call. I only want you to get this if it feels really in alignment and it feels like the right fit, okay? If we do feel it's a good fit, then the session, we will book in a session for September. You'll have a few weeks to do that. My system will send you through the training and then we'll work through it, through what comes up, and I'll give you some practical steps in towards the end of the session as well, so that you know, like, here's what I can do to keep moving forward and making progress. So for anyone who, what have I not told you? Oh, investment for this is, at the time of recording, is $497 plus VAT, okay, for the whole package. So for anyone live in the session now, if you'd like to book one of these free spots to speak to me, just write yes in the chat and Susan from my team is going to DM you the booking link, okay? So just want to say again, there is absolutely no obligation to get the Power Hour by booking this chat. But please, obviously, we've only got a very small number of these chats left. So you have to, like, be interested. This 20-minute consultancy call, it's not a coaching session. It's just to see, to get to know where you're at a little bit more for me and see whether it's a fit. Okay. And yeah, podcast people, show notes, check the show notes for this. And just to let you know, you have to book the time slot and then fill out a short application, okay? And it's going to go to first come, first served. So I think that's everything. So yeah, if you're interested, just type yes in the chat. And just so you know, that the link that we're going to send you is got all of the information for Love for Leaders on it, okay? So just click one of the orange buttons on that page. They're everywhere. And then it'll be very clear. You can book in your call there. Okay, my darlings. So on that note, here are the couple of questions that have been sent in. How do you date after an emotionally and psychologically abusive marriage and divorce? I want to be open to a relationship, but I'm scared of being vulnerable again, or that I'll just keep seeing red flags as I'm on hyper alert. So this is a big one, and I just want to really acknowledge you, whoever sent this in, for firstly just being really clear in your question and for owning where you're at. Because honestly, you've done the hardest part. You've left that emotionally psychologically abusive marriage, and I have so much respect for you. And that no longer needs to be your story. You've already made that decision that that is not your story by leaving. You've done the hardest part. So I'm so proud of you. What I want to ask you next is, and obviously you can't answer this, but this kind of goes for anyone who resonates with that. You might not have been in something that you would describe as abusive, but it just felt shitty. I want to ask you, what work have you done? So just be really clear. What work have you done? What support have you got? And just write it all down. As I've said earlier, you cannot do this alone, especially if you've experienced abuse. Healing needs to happen. So that you do not, because unfortunately, you will be programmed. Abuse is what will feel familiar to you. So there is some deep subconscious work that needs to happen, and you need to have a support system around you in order to go there so that you can release it and so that you can walk into and claim the new story in your love life. And I just want to be really clear. I've seen so many women go from being in horrifically abusive relationships to now being so in happy, healthy new relationships. So it's absolutely possible for you. Okay. So I may or may not be the right person to support you with this. You are more than welcome to click the link and see if there's any availability for a consultation. And if there is, I'll be more than happy to talk to you. And if I think this is out beyond my scope of practice, then I will either send you a recommendation or put you in touch with someone else. Okay. Just don't do it alone. So when you're saying, how do you date after an emotionally and psychologically, I actually would say the first thing, don't worry about dating, comes back to the heal, attract, commit. There's deep, deep healing that needs to happen first. And I don't know the work that you've done on yourself, if you've done any. So the fear of being vulnerable again, or that you'll just keep seeing red flags as you're on hyper alert, that's what you need to do the work on. The dating stuff happens a lot more easily when you've done that significant work at the start, on the healing stuff, if that makes sense. Okay. So much of this, it's not about becoming someone new. It's about releasing the trauma, the limiting beliefs, the pain, the fear. It's just about soothing ourselves and doing, you know, picking up the tools that are going to help us release these things. When we do, who we already are is perfect. It is more than enough. But all of these thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that are not serving us, that is just us trying to protect ourselves. It's a defense mechanism. But those things, we don't need them. There are other ways that we can keep ourselves safe, and that's the journey. Okay. So, next question. Love to know how important you think it is to be in our feminine energy on first, second, third, fourth dates and into the future, assuming all goes well. I recently realized, due to wanting to protect myself, I can actually be almost confrontational or defensive with men, which is the opposite of being in soft feminine energy. Okay, I'm going to be try and be succinct with this. So let's start by saying, what is feminine energy in terms of dating? This is talked about a lot, and I think a lot of people don't really know. It's sort of a bit wishy-washy. Like, what the hell does it mean? So it's about embracing the qualities associated with, and I want to use this word, in our empowered feminine, okay? Because I feel like, you know, look, we live in a patriarchal culture. So even I think, when I see the word feminine, I think of unhelpful words like weak, flowery, chintzy, you know, like all of this, that has been programmed in. And I know that that's not true. I actually know that the feminine is extremely powerful. Why were we chosen to give birth? Yeah, you know, that's what I always think. We are extremely powerful, but there is a lot of like healing that needs to happen in that area. So the framework that I'm going to just very briefly walk you through, that I've seen has given incredible results around this, is actually what I teach in the middle phase of Love for Leaders. It's the attract phase, okay? And I call it the four missing pieces of the courtship puzzle. The first of the, and what we need to do is we need to have all of these four elements really in harmony, and you need to become shit hot at them. So once again, this really is a skill set. This is something you can become better and better and better at through practice and through working through the tools and the processes. I want you to score yourself out of 10, 10 being great at this, one being shit, for each of these four. The first, magnetic energy. So that's being, you know, someone's in their mountain neck, you know, the people just walk into a room and you're like, whoa, they just have a magnetism and a power about them. And we think, oh, this is just for a few chosen. Actually, it's not. We all have this within us. We all have very different flavors of magnetic energy. But it's thinking of yourself. Think about a time that you were felt at your sexiest and your most sort of powerful, but not in a like power gamey way, just like truly authentically powerful, sexy, charismatic. There's so many different flavors of this, and not everyone is going to be attracted to your particular brand of magnetic energy. But when it's right, like with me and Joe, it's like, you know, it was just like, yes, that it was just right. Whereas I could have been showing up in exactly the same way, and with another guy, they wouldn't have felt me. So it's really helpful. It's like we want to step into our most empowered version of that feminine magnetic energy, okay? Again, we don't have long, so I can't go into depth in these. The second thing, powerful discernment. This is all around boundaries, identifying red flags, not just in others, but also in yourself. It is about really getting clear on what you want, what you're a stand for, what you don't want, what you won't tolerate, all of those things, which leads me on to the third thing, effective communication. Literally, how do you communicate those things to the people you date? in a really effective way, where you are open, vulnerable, at the same time as being completely authentic and in your power. It is a massive skill set being able to do that, but it is absolutely possible, because I used to be shit at communication in relationships and so much better now. The fourth, absolutely key, you can do all of that work around magnetic energy, powerful discernment, effective communication. There's so many different exercises and tools that we take you through for each of those. But ultimately, you are not in control of the other person. The who, the how, the when, this the right person for you shows up. And even when they do show up, controlling them, like, you don't have it. So this is about radically surrendering and keeping the focus on yourself, which again is a skill set that you get better at with practice. And it's kind of the hardest one. So I want you to have scored yourself out of 10, how good you are in each of those. If you're a control freak like me, then radical surrender is going to be very hard for you. Or you might just do it, just it's very like this, which it still can be for me, but generally it's got a lot better. So it's all of these working in harmony. Once again, this is a real skill set that you can improve, and you need to invest the time and energy into becoming shit hot at all four of these. When you do, honestly, I've seen it with so many clients. I experienced it myself many a time prior to Joe. You will have experiences where this is like so the wrong analogy, but I can't think of anything else. It's like a fly flies to shit. Like people like just swarming. Like, what's going on? Why is everyone? People will be really magnetized to you. It won't always be the right people, but that's okay, because you will have powerful discernment. So you'll be able, and effective communication. So you'll be able to say, not you, thank you, not you, not you. Yes, you, you know? So it really pays to get shit hot at these. Okay, so we have gone on longer than I planned to. I would love to know if we got any final questions before we wrap up from our live studio audience. Anyone want to ask a question? You can feel free to ask it in the chat or unmute yourself. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Pregnant pause. So is your chance for free coaching? Going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. No more questions. Well, that's probably a sign it's time to wrap up. And I think that we got tons of stuff in there. So final rousing message. So yes, Susan has just done, I wasn't meant to read that bit out, final rousing message. There we go. So Susan, oh, you've done it already. Popped that in the chat link. And I just want to recap the 8 ways to rewire your subconscious to attract a healthy, exciting, meaningful relationship. The first was visualization. The second was limiting negative input. The third was practicing gratitude. The fourth, self-care and personal growth. The fifth, meditation. Sixth, self-awareness and reflection. Seventh, therapy or coaching. Eight, being in an immersive environment with accountability baked in. Those things together, I know it's an awful lot, but they all impact and influence one another. Game changing. They really will change the game for you, okay? And I thought I'd just end with a great quote from Tony Robbins. He has got some goodies. I know that a lot of people don't vibe with him, but he has got some goodies. So he says, your subconscious mind is the key to success, and you can reprogram it. If you want to live the life you desire, then it's time to decide, to commit, and to resolve. It's not what we can do in life that makes a difference. It's what we will do. So on that note, the final question I have for you, and I want you to write this down, what action step are you going to take today to make this real? I don't care if you're showing up live now or you're in the listening in the replay. Go and book that consultation. Go and book that, I don't know, meditation, whatever it is, whatever's come up for you from listening to this, you would likely have had a little nudge of act. Most of the time, people do not act on those things. I am telling you, I am where I am because I chose to act on those nudges instead of just sweep them under the carpet and ignoring them. That is your wisdom. That is your brilliance. That is magic of the universe trying to support you. Nothing changes until you move. Nothing changes until you take action. We want to be taking the right action. But if you get those intuitive nudges, that's because something in it for you. So follow up, write down what you are going to commit to doing, go and take action. And I'll see you on the other side, my loves. Thank you so much for showing up. Catch you very soon. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope this episode served you and gave some practical insights and strategies around the next steps in transforming your love life from the inside out. Do come and let me know over on Instagram what resonated for you the most and why. I am @PersiaLawson. And if you want more tips and tools on how to become a vibrational match for the powerful, committed relationship that you deserve, check out my book, Love is Coming, as well as my programs and coaching containers over at PersiaLawson.com. This website is also linked in this episode's show notes. And if you got value from this episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd like, subscribe, share, and or leave a quick review. This helps the podcast rank higher so it can reach other women who want or need the support. And to have your question answered, send it over to podcast@PersiaLawson.com and we'll get to it ASAP. Until next time, I want you to remember that love is coming for you. But in the meantime, it's your responsibility to stop looking outside of yourself for the partner you want to get and start looking inside of yourself for the partner you want to be.